If you made the drive in from Franklin or Murfreesboro this morning, there's a decent chance you sat in traffic. Some people commuting from Wilson County may have fought the gridlock too, but they also have an option that no one else in the region does, the Music City Star.
This is the only way to go. I mean, as we're riding by traffic backed up on a highway, we're thinking, this is fantastic.
I mean, that's part of what we do is we take it down during the week because we're retired.
Downtown Nashville, it has a lifestyle of its own. People here kind of like to go down and visit it, but then we like to come home.
Those are the voices of Neil Murphy, Mary Lee Hall, and Philip Craighead of Lebanon. Craighead is the mayor. The commuter train has been around for 8 years. It still hasn't caught on as intended. But Craighead says the train's moment is now, as drivers get fed up with congestion.
They're not having to fight the traffic and hold the steering wheel till your knuckles turn blue.
Craighead envisions Lebanon as a transit-oriented town. He says other mayors are jealous of the Music City Star.
They realize its potential, and over the years it's going to grow in importance and value for our community.
Moving beyond simply adding train stations, Craighead wants new construction that can be tied into the rail line somehow. So far, just one development has gotten off the ground.
So that's how we've got it, so you can kind of see.
On his tailgate, Jack Bell lays out the plans for Hamilton Springs.
And here's the apartments. These units over here are going to go right in here. And then the train will be here.
The 400 apartment units are done and occupied, but they're still surrounded by hay fields. Houses and townhomes are coming. Bell wants retail shops, too, all within walking distance of the rail line.
The train track, a lot of times people see it as a negative. What some people think is a negative and made it into a positive.
And it's not just for those who want to work in downtown Nashville. Bell says he could see a resident who just wants to keep one foot in the country.
You can go down for dinner. If you want to have a bottle of wine, you don't have to worry about driving home. You can get on the comfort of the train and then walk to your home or your apartment. So I think it's really going to give a lot of people the best of both worlds.
But right now, the Music City Star doesn't even stop at Hamilton Springs. Bell says rail access is such a priority, he offered up the land and is paying part of the cost for his own train station. Regional Transportation Authority CEO Steve Bland says similar projects are envisioned near existing stops in Mount Juliet and Donelson.
For the developers, frankly, they're the ones giving me the elevator pitch.
And Bland needs these developers as much as they need his train. The Music City Star is still shy of its original goal of 1,500 riders a day. More people within walking distance could bring in a built-in user base. It's a new way of thinking for the region, and Bland says some of the pressure is coming from the outside.
We've got out-of-town investors coming in, looking at investment opportunities, and the first question they ask us is, where's your transit system? We want to be near the transit system.
For the time being, the Music City Star is the only commuter rail around. Nothing else has even gotten beyond the drawing board. So what happens between Lebanon and Nashville could foreshadow whether Middle Tennessee residents are ready to make a train ride a central part of their day. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.